This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The FBI and local authorities continue to investigate what's being called an act of terrorism in downtown Boulder yesterday. A group walking to bring attention to hostages held by Hamas was attacked by a man who reportedly yelled "Free Palestine." Eight people were burned when the man allegedly threw makeshift incendiary devices into the group. Two of the people needed to be airlifted for care. The group was part of an international effort called Run for Their Lives, which began after the October 7th Hamas attack. Boulder Councilwoman Tara Weiner said she's participated in the weekly gatherings in the past.
It's a peaceful walk. And then at the very end of this walk, we end up on at the Pearl Street Mall right in front of the courthouse. And that's where we give the hostages, you know, a message in Hebrew.
The suspect, a man from Colorado Springs, is scheduled to be in Boulder County Court this afternoon on state assault and explosive charges. Three more cases of measles were identified in Colorado over the weekend, all connected to an infectious individual who flew into DIA last month. The El Paso County Health Department says two unrelated, unvaccinated adults have contracted the virus. Both were at the airport the day after the infected traveler. A third person who was on the flight has also tested positive. They're a vaccinated adult living in Arapahoe County. This weekend's cases bring to six the number of people known to have contracted measles from the infectious passenger. With the start of June, Colorado is back into ozone season. The state will once again issue daily forecasts for ground-level ozone, which can be especially harmful to children, older people, and those with lung problems. The Northern Front Range exceeded the EPA's safe ozone levels on 40 days last summer. In Colorado Springs and Denver, there's a continued chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, with showers intensifying overnight.